Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Donna Howard and I'm thrilled for the opportunity to speak with you today on a topic near and dear to my heart. But first, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a member of Angel Coaches and have known its founder, Tyree Abbott, for more than 7 years. Our acquaintance has gradually grown through the years, and I'm proud to call her my friend and sister Angel. I have always been spiritually aware. I've always been open to all of life's possibilities and wonders. However, it was not until the sudden, unexpected crossing of my husband that I found myself pulled and or pushed, maybe, into a more spiritual awareness. I was a corporate person for many years, and in all honesty, it had long lost its luster for me. So during this period of deep sadness, with Therese's guidance and along with listening to as many of her broadcasts and self-teachings and looking to help myself through readings and et cetera, I learned how to increase my awareness and intuition, how to use the names and specialties of the different angels, and how to call upon them for assistance. More importantly, I learned how to quiet my mind to hear my messages and how to show gratitude for all that I had in my life. As a young girl, I always knew I was here to help people. People would ask me, what do you want to do when you grow up, Donna? And I would say, help people. And I remember saying that. I just didn't know in what capacity I was supposed to help people. I'm so thankful that my journey put me on the path of essential oils and natural herbal healing. It's been quite a journey, and it's been a wonderful journey. And I would love for you guys to learn more about all of us angels and more about what Angel Coaches does. And you can locate us at angelcoaches.org. And if you could please like our Facebook page as well, that would be wonderful. We have a newsletter that people are signing up for. All of us angels go on and write blogs, and you get just a ton of information as well as learning a little bit about us as individuals and perhaps what we are best suited for in terms of how to assist you. So let's begin. Today I wanted to talk about how we can have our own personal space vibrate, if you want, to the feelings of love, peace, and joy, all with using essential oils. When I say our personal space, it can be obviously our homes, our offices, even our cars. So as we all know about negative energy, unfortunately, it surrounds us in our daily lives. It's whether we listen to the news, whether we run into that person who's so rude in line, dealing with difficult clients or bosses, it permeates our life. The problem is that this energy, it builds up and it affects our peace of mind. It affects our relationships and simply how we feel as beings, you know. And our space, I feel, should have a feeling, it should emit love, peace, and joy. Now, how about if we could take it a step further? You know, many of us know that essential oils, you know, help to cleanse the air that we breathe. But what about if we can raise the air that we breathe to the very highest of frequency? There is a subtle bioenergy that flows through all organic life, and often we refer to it as chai or life force. Pure essential oils have the highest frequencies of any measured natural substance. You know, frequency is measurable rate of electrical energy. It flows and is constant between two points. The vibrational frequency of an essential oil reflects its bioenergy or life force in its original intent. This factors into an oil's potential therapeutic value. And there was a machine that was devised. It's called the BT3 Frequency Monitoring System, and it measures the composite frequency of vibratory emissions in electrical voltage, in essence, the elements and enzymes that remain in the oils. To understand what frequencies are, what megahertz means, because we're going to talk about that in a minute, all atoms have vibrational motion. So each periodic motion has frequency. In other words, frequency meaning the number of oscillations per second. It's measured in hertz. And for our purposes, you're going to hear me talk about megahertz. And 1 megahertz equals 1 million in frequency. Okay. So the BT3, it will measure the vibratory emissions in electrical voltage. Some examples of the therapeutic grade, let's just say rose, has the highest frequency of all essential oils at 320 megahertz. Lavender, one of my favorites, comes in at 118 megahertz. And the lowest out of the essential oils is basil, which registers at 52 megahertz. Still nothing to scoff at. I don't want to turn this into a science lesson, but it's important, I think, that you have a basic understanding of the reason of I'm recommending certain essential oils to purify and raise your home's vibrancy or frequency so that you have a feeling of being surrounded in love, peace, and joy. The essential oils can be mixed or enjoyed separately. It's really based on your own personal taste. In your home, I recommend, and I use myself, a cool mist diffuser. For travel, you can use a spray mist with purified water and X amount of drops of your favorite essential oils or blends. If you're not able to do that, you can sniff directly from the actual bottle or actually place some of the oils on clean cotton balls and keep them in a Ziploc baggie. And you can take them out or inhale them at any time that you feel that you need to. For the purpose of keeping our home full of joy, love, and peace, some of my favorites are bergamot, neroli, frankincense, sandalwood, grapefruit, yang yang, geranium, and rose. I tell you, these scents will bring a feeling of peace and happiness to you, along with some of the highest air frequency you can enjoy. Again, this is all a matter of personal taste and what scents resonate with you, the individual. I will be back next Monday at 3 o'clock. I may be contacted through angelcoaches.org or my own business website, which is Soulful, Soul as in Seoul, South Korea, SEOULFULL, the number 4, the letter U.com. If you go to my website, would you please also like my Facebook page as well? It's a direct link to it from my website. You may also contact me via email at soulfulforyou@gmail.com. I'm also interested if there's a particular use or et cetera or questions that you have for using essential oils that you would like me to speak about or address during a show, please send me your thoughts. So again, angelcoaches.org, contact me direct there or at soulful, SEOULFULL4U.com. Thank you. It's been wonderful talking to you today.